You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, speaking of Sasol, shareholder activists have approached global investors over Sasol's refusal to table climate-related resolutions at its upcoming AGM. That's as environmental pressure mounts on the Synthetic Fuel and Chemicals Group. The activist groups, Just Share and the Wraith Foundation, last month filed a shareholder resolution at Sasol calling on the company to explain to shareholders how it's aligning its global strategy and its emission reduction targets and its executive remuneration with the goals of the Paris Agreement. I'm joined now by Tracy Davies, Executive Director of Just Share. Tracy, hi. What is the nub of this resolution that you filed last month?
The nub is, as you said in your summary, is really Paris alignment. And what that means is that across the globe, the benchmark for whether or not we're taking fast enough climate action is the Paris Agreement. Are the actions that companies and countries taking sufficient for us to reach the goals of the Paris Agreement, which is, of course, global temperature increases, hopefully no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, but certainly no more than 2 degrees Celsius. And so the idea on a sort of global level is that if everyone aligns their emission reduction plans to that goal, we will achieve what we need to achieve under the Paris Agreement. And this is particularly crucial for really, really big emitters like Sasol, because if we don't make huge progress in the next 10 years, we will almost certainly fail to achieve that Paris alignment goal.
And Sasol has said no, it doesn't want to share how it's doing this.
Well, effectively, yes. But what it has said for the third year in a row is that shareholders are not entitled to propose resolutions in relation to climate change under South African company law. They say that these issues around climate change do not constitute matters that shareholders are entitled to exercise voting rights on. And so we have been disputing that for a number of years, but Sasol was sticking to its guns until this morning, actually, where Fleetwood Cobbler announced at a press briefing that Sasol has decided to give shareholders a non-binding vote on its climate strategy next year in 2021.
What does a non-binding vote mean in effect?
Not much. So the only place that we have provision for a non-binding vote in South African law is into the JSE listings requirements, and those are the non-binding votes on remuneration, which we're all very, very familiar with. But actually, there is no provision in our law for companies to simply table non-binding votes, whenever they want to, on whatever issues they want to do. So there are two issues here. The first is that Sasol has now completely changed its tune and is saying, okay, shareholders are entitled to have a say on this issue. But they're making it non-binding, which, of course, gives them a huge amount more leeway. And what they committed to this morning was that if 25% of shareholders do not approve their climate strategy, they will provide for the board to commit to a consultation process. Now, this is exactly what we are trying to avoid, right, is this endless round of stakeholder engagement, which Sasol is so good at, and which it deploys as an alternative to tabling resolutions and taking firm action on climate change. So we are maintaining our stance that this is not nearly enough, apart from the fact that it's far too late, and that the only way, as has been shown with the oil majors across the globe and all sorts of other companies, including in South Africa, the only way to get real action on this issue is to give shareholders a binding vote on your action, which they almost certainly will approve. And that provides the company with the mandate to do what is necessary.
Now, the relationship between shareholders and directors is also governed by the Memorandum of Incorporation of the company. So shareholders can, if they want to, table a resolution in line with the MOI. And we know Sasol has got, I think, 3 or 4 director positions up for renewal this year as well. So shareholders are free to vote against their renewal as well.
They very much are. And in fact, that is a growing step that's been taken around the world against companies which are not taking sufficient climate action. And in fact, it is the future of this. You know, shareholders saying, well, look, the board is responsible for your strategy. And if the board is not committed to taking robust enough climate action and the company can't show us that it is doing so, then we will vote to remove those directors from the board. But you know, that is an unnecessary step, and really Sasol's making life very difficult for itself in this situation.
Now, you were calling on the Global Investor Climate Initiative to intervene following this morning's statement by Fleetwood Grobler. Are you still pursuing that course of action?
Absolutely, we are, for a number of reasons. First of all, because, as I say, the non-binding vote is unclear that they're even allowed to do it, but if they are, the commitment they've made as to how they will respond to that vote is just more consultation. Secondly, because we dispute Sasol's interpretation of the law, and it has implications for all sorts of other shareholders who might want to table resolutions on climate issues and on other issues. But third of all, and perhaps most importantly, Michael, is that we don't have decades to fight this out. You know, we are in an extremely urgent situation from a climate action point of view, even if it doesn't feel like it from the pace at which our government and our corporate sector is acting. We literally have 10 years to stand a chance of avoiding this kind of catastrophic temperature increases. And so we can't wait around for Sasol to decide when and how it will give shareholders binding or non-binding advisory votes. We need pressure, and we need, if it requires global pressure, if it requires legal pressure, whatever it takes, we simply don't have time to wait around.
Fighting talk from Tracy Davies, Executive Director of Shareholder Activist Group Just Share.